Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bishop. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bishop. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goodman moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vollmer scores. Kell moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Evers moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is hit by the pitch. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock takes first base on ball four. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lepon strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to third. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Hitchcock scores. Murray moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers throws the ball into Lepon, who tags Philly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bishop scores. Joost moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to third for the out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilbur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Wilbur reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. Evers moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Throneberry is walked intentionally. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, DeLock strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilbur strikes out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeLock hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Philly takes first base on ball four. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Wilbur and he is out, Goodman applying the tag. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Schmies now playing center field. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball four. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio pinch runs for George Kell. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Lepsio moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers bunts towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to third for the out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fane juggles the ball. That's an error on Fane. Gurnett scores. Evers moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, DeLock takes first base on ball 4. Thornberry moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kai Thomas now playing right field. Allie Clark now playing first base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies bunts in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. 1 out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock bunts towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Michaels moves to second. 1 out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray is walked intentionally. Al Benton now pitching. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Charlie Bishop. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark scores. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Joost reaches second base with a double. Michaels scores. Murray goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Athletics. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilbur strikes out. Two outs. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White pinch hits for Al Benton. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.